Talking to God can feel intimidating. Our desire is to help you feel confident yet comfortable in your times of prayer. Here's the Talking to God podcast with Pastor Chad.
When we pray, God, help me to stand strong, we are echoing the courageous faith of Daniel in the lion's den. Despite facing severe persecution, Daniel remained faithful and committed to his prayer life, demonstrating remarkable courage and conviction. His unwavering faith in the midst of danger served as a powerful reminder that standing firm in our beliefs, even when it's difficult, can lead to extraordinary outcomes. The word that comes to mind is the word holy. It means separated to God, different or distinct. Daniel's actions were holy in that they were different than anyone else and distinctly focused on God. The result was that the pagan king Darius decreed in Daniel 6:26-27, "I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with the fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." As we consider this idea of being separated to God, different or distinct, I want to offer a prayer today by St. Augustine of Hippo, and it's a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Every time I say the word holy, be reminded that that word means separated to God, different, distinct. Let us pray. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me, then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our plea for strength is not only to be separate or distinct, but it's also for victory. 1 Corinthians 15, 57-58 says, "But thank God he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless." Would you pray with me this final prayer from Psalm 56? O God, have mercy on me, for my people are hounding me. My foes attack me all the day long. I'm constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. But when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? They are always twisting what I say. They spend their days plotting to harm me. They come together to spy on me, watching my every step, eager to kill me. Do not let them get away with their wickedness. In your anger, O God, bring them down. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I will fulfill my vow to you, O God, and will offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help, for you have rescued me from death, and you have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light, I pray. Amen.
The Thanks for listening to the Talking to God podcast. If you found benefit from this kind of prayer podcast, look for Talking to God wherever you listen to podcasts or text the word God, that's G-O-D, to 67101, because talking to God should be easy.